give accounts payable liability, and I know what the issue there, and I think we just need to kind of change the way they are doing their checks or cutting their checks there. But overall, I mean, with this review that we do, we offer solutions to those. But for the most part, I think the business managers are doing the recording of the day-to-day. I think we just need to work on our national office.
So I have an additional question related to that. Is it possible, I'm hearing an echo from myself, I don't know, is it possible that unpaid staff can assist on this? And if so, I don't know what the legal requirements are. If so, is it possible to get, like, someone through the required retired corps, senior volunteers, RSVP, or some other program like that, of people who would come in on an unpaid basis to assist in getting this work done?
I think that would be good. I think there might be some work that we have to do here that doesn't have to be confidential in nature. There's a lot we could, like, filing and organizing the files. We need assistance on that because the two accounting people that we have right now are concentrating on the reconciliation and the audit schedules, including myself. And so, but there are also some filing and organization of our paid bills, accounts payable, the checks, the cash receipts, organizing them. It's not that confidential. We just want some, we would have probably a good idea to get unpaid or volunteers to do that aspect of the job.
Thank you.
Okay, any further questions? This is the last time I'll call for questions. Anyone else to stack?
Very fast, Arpal.
Okay, Arpal, and anyone else to stack? Okay, Arpal, you have the final question.
Okay, first, you said you were giving yourself a deadline of July what? Is it the end of the month?
Yes. For the income statement.
For the income statements. Yeah, and... All right. I mean, all right. And so, for things like the drop dead deadline for FY14, you're saying we need to hear from Kriegler, and who's talking to Kriegler?
Right now, I believe Otis and previously Margie and Bernard, the IEDs.
Okay, so currently, legally, right now, Margie Wilkinson is the interim executive director, I think,
right,
by California's laws. And so is she currently talking to Kriegler about the CPB stuff and what's liable to happen for FY14 and the possibility that all of Pacifica may get absolutely nothing from the CPB for FY14?
That's what we're going to do. Margie's setting up a conference call between myself, Margie, and John Kriegler to address the funding issues, the financial issues.
Okay. I think that does it. Ask everyone who's not talking to mute your phones. That echo seems to come up when too many people have their phones on. I think that segues nicely into our work plan. Paul, I went through the Yahoo group site to go through for the budget timeline, and the one I found says it was approved in February of 2006. Is it your understanding that that's the one we're currently operating under? Do you have to unmute to answer? I'm sorry. Arpal?
Yeah, I muted there. Okay, hold on. Okay, so I have, I'm doing two things at once with my fingers here. Let me look at that right now. It's not a brand new timeline. I know we use that in, let's see, I'm going to the files to make sure I'm going to see exactly what you see. And I sent out...
So the document title is, the file name is Budget Timetable Approved February 16.
Okay, hold on. Let me do a fast control F here.
There's an FY13 underscore budget timeline PDF. FY13 underscore budget underscore timeline PDF. That was posted by Paul March 12th.
Okay. Is that in a subfolder of some kind?
It's in FY13. Okay. That's WBAI. Get out of that. We have up here somewhere. Okay. I sent an email to the group about exactly where stuff...
It's in the
budget
file.
Okay. It is in FY14 budget documents. It is FY13 underscore budget underscore timeline dot PDF.
Okay.
So look in the in the file section, FY14 budget documents.
Actually, I cannot. I'm on my Yahoo, but I can't find this. Maybe somebody send me a link and URL of and find it. Thank you.
I'll send the URL of this right now to the entire NFC again.
This is Jim. I have a copy of a budget timeline that says approved by the NFC March 22, 2011, modification of February 2006 schedule.
That's the same one we're still using.
Yeah, we're still, basically we are still using that one. And, it's, the name of the document is FY13 Budget Timeline. And, we voted to try and use that one again. It's been used for some years at this point. I remember it, when LaVarne was CFO, we had been using this one for a while.
Okay, so... We have to agree on what document we're starting with, and regardless of which one we start with, we're going to have to adjust these dates because we are past the deadlines in every version. Are folks comfortable with starting with the 2013 version?
Sure.
Hearing no problem, were we on this timeline, we would have already had draft budgets distributed to all local boards and the National Finance Committee for review by now. And by the end of the month, all LSBs would be completing their review, their initial review, as with the National Finance Committee. Here's my question, Raul. How long after you have, my impression is the budgets are not going to, we're not going to be able to meaningfully review budgets until we have comparison columns in them. That show this year's financial performance. Does anyone disagree with that?
Sounds reasonable.
So then my question, Raul, is what process do you go through for getting your actuals and forecasts for the remainder of the year to the stations to put into their budget documents? And how long does that take after you've generated those financial statements at the end of the month? Raul, you have to unmute yourself.
Hello, hello.
We can hear you now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. The forecast. See, that's a second step after we created the income statement. It's probably 2 to 3 days work to do the forecast. We will send it to local management and for them to review what I thought would be our year-end estimate. By year-end estimate, I'm combining 9 months of actuals and 3 months of estimate, which is July, August, and September. So I would offer my estimate based on the the history of the station. That would probably take 2 to 3 days, and probably sooner. The other task is to put the budget into the Great Plains. The budget for 2014 has never been inputted into the system, so that's another task that we probably would be doing, prior to generating the current year financial statements, because right now there's no budget information in the Great Plains system. I would say the beginning of the first week of August, we will have the estimate.
So would it be realistic for us to count on you sending out budgets by August 15th?
What do you mean, Brian?
Consolidated draft budgets for the Finance Committee to review by August 15th.
Consolidated from each station?
Mm-hmm. And the archives in the National Office. Or is that...
No.
Realistic, not optimistic. Don't...
Okay. Well, the process, I think, we'll have to address each station separately. Is that the process? I thought was the process last year. We have all the station. We need to include that estimate into that budget spreadsheet. I think for the most part, the local stations have done the majority of their budget workbook done. And we just need to add that one column, which will be coming from my estimate. And again, I need to talk to each individual station where they are on the creation of their budget, and then at what stage that what's their schedule on the review with the local station and local committee to get that approved prior to submitting to the National Finance Committee. I think what has happened in the past is that the local station sends them to the National Finance Committee and review them station by station. And then my role will be to provide them with the estimate so that they can have a good comparison included in their budget. I mean, that's what I thought was the timing.
Right. Okay, so I'm trying to bottom line this. If we're planning our work, when should we count on having budgets by, on starting to review budgets as a committee?
We need to probably get an idea from the chairman of the treasurers of each station, maybe, and see where they are.
Okay, so, I heard a couple people asking for SEC.
Michael, is the SEC?
I've got Michael. Anyone else? Go ahead, Michael.
I thought, Brian, you were asking about when we're going to see consolidated financials for the current year. Is that right? Is that what you were asking?
Oh, no. I was actually asking about, ages ago when I was on this committee, we used to get all of the budgets in one big, fat spreadsheet where they were all consolidated.
Okay, right. Raul's correct that we look at each one separately. But I'm saying that I'm not sure what the management at our station has done up to this point, but we had one brainstorming session on the LSB that didn't go very far. We don't have any financials for the current year. To me, that's the critical factor until we can see how we're actually doing currently. How we did compared to what the plan for the budget for this current fiscal year was, there's no way to come up with a real, a practical proposal for next year. So that's what I'm waiting for. I think if we can get something that shows the actual state of the finances through that was the motion last month that was passed, by the way, was that the CFO and the executive director make every effort to provide financials for all five stations by this meeting. So that obviously hasn't happened, but we need them as soon as possible.
Okay. You know, maybe we should just focus on what we're doing for the next couple of meetings. Let me ask this. Is there anyone on the committee who feels that we need an executive session or has any items they want the committee to take up that would require executive session to be considered? Anything regarding litigation or individual employees?
Our Paul for a stack.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, I think there might be a possibility of that, especially for WBAI. There are factors which look like they should certainly affect the FY15 budget, and they are, I am told by the general manager, confidential. And so, at least for that, and maybe for some other things, an executive session at some point might be a good idea. I mean, we have a meeting on July 22nd. We could schedule an executive session after the open part of that meeting, I think, and see if we can get some information and do stuff.
Okay.
And I have another
great minds are thinking alike here. Let me make that a formal proposal. And I'll propose, since it looks like it is certain that we will not have any new financial statements to review at our July 22nd meeting, that we hold a closed meeting. Taking a look at our cash and our payables is going to require discussing a couple of issues that are currently being litigated. So we'll need an executive session to discuss that, and the issue that our Paul's raising pertains to ongoing negotiations, which have to be held in closed session so as not to reveal the Foundation's negotiating position. And I think those are something the committee should be briefed on.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, but I still think we should have, if only for like half an hour, open session, because Raul, on this public session, mentioned the July 15th, so July 22nd would be beyond that, so that we have some sense of where the stations are. By then he will have hopefully visited L.A., dealt with, you know, whatever training issues have to be conducted then, and be closer to, I mean, I think all of the LSBs, that's certainly true of ours, are at a loss to move forward on anything, as Michael described, without any figures, right? 2 weeks accomplishes a great deal. So I would say we need to have a half an hour of open session and then go into executive. That's my proposal.
Okay. Let's make that a formal proposal, half an hour of open session. You're saying for a CFO report, Lydia?
For a CFO update, yes.
For a CFO report, and then followed by an executive session on July 22nd.
Right, because the other issue he said that would be taking place is a phone call between the IEB and Mr. Krigler and himself on CPD.
Yeah. Anybody object to that or want to modify it?
I think, our Paul for here.
Go ahead, Paul.
I think that what we need to do here, hold on, is first I want to read this because it's metamorphosing right in front of us and we need to nail it. I think we probably should have an open session, but I don't think 30 minutes is adequate. I think we should probably have an open session, not put a limit on it, or put a pretty good limit on it, and then hold the executive session after that. I mean, I would be in favor of leaving the open session open in terms of time, because we're, you know, we are up against this. We have not had financial information for a long time, and we have gotten some financial information months ago that had serious problems. So we need to look at whatever we get, and we're going to need to discuss some stuff in open session. And I think 30 minutes may be shooting ourselves in the foot in terms of not allowing us to get some stuff done that seriously needs to get done.
Okay, so are you proposing an amendment, Arpal, to have both an open and closed session with no time limits on either?
Let me see what...
Can we do that in terms of notice? I don't think you can.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes, we are not required to notice an executive session in advance. It's always the prerogative of the body to go into executive session. The problem is we have to have the number and the code set up ahead of time. So it's courtesy to the public that we notice executive sessions for a specific time, but it's not a legal requirement.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, first of all, we're still trying to nail down wording on this, but I have to say my understanding is that we, in fact, do need to notice the executive session. We don't have to say going into it at exactly, 7:32 and 10 seconds or something. We can say there will be an open session followed by an executive session. We can schedule it on kpftx.org for a time, but once we have it noticed, and I think the important thing is we need to nail down language for we'll be meeting in executive session 2 and put in what our putative content is going to be. Once we notice the executive session and give ourselves enough open time, if we don't hit it precisely on the minute, that's still adequate. We just need to say there's going to be an open session followed by the executive session. And on KPFTX, what's happened in the past, if you look, you'll see we've scheduled it for the executive sessions for like 10 o'clock or something like that to make sure we get to them. The main thing is to make sure you say there will be an executive session, and here's what we intend to discuss at it. And since people can't listen to the executive session anyway, the precise time of its start isn't all that important. So I would say maybe what your motion needs to say, getting back to the actual motion, would be something like, at the next meeting we have an open session followed by, I'm typing, hold on, I got to type and talk at the same time, followed by an executive session regarding... Okay, let's see.
Proprietary and legal.
Proprietary, personnel, and...
Legal.
Legal information. So the motion would be at the next meeting, we start with an open session. Start with an open session followed by an executive session regarding proprietary, personnel, and legal information.
The CPB wants you to say matters requiring the privileged advice of counsel, not legal.
Barbara, with a question.
Are you done scribbling, Arpal?
Almost. Hold on a second here. That the next meeting start with an open session followed by an executive session regarding proprietary, personnel, and matters requiring... this isn't English anymore. Matters requiring privileged advice of counsel. Information. Well, I guess we cut off the information.
That's enough.
Period. So it'd be regarding proprietary personnel and matters requiring privileged advice of counsel.
Legal matters.
Oh, legal matters. Okay, I could have left legal in there. Okay, legal matters. Proprietary personnel and... proprietary is hanging out there. It's bugging me. Proprietary information. Personnel issues. I'll read this all back in a second. All right. Next meeting, we start with an open session followed by an executive session, maybe to discuss instead of regarding to discuss. To discuss proprietary information, personnel issues, and legal matters requiring privileged advice of counsel. How's that?
Barbara, is your question pertaining to this motion?
Well, it's more the amount of time. It seems to me that the calendar has usually puts a time, and if it's true what our Paul is saying, you don't have to stick to it. You know, I mean, if why don't we just put, you know, a 1 hour open session, and then have the time for the executive session set an hour into the meeting, and then if we need to extend the open session, we can.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Paul, if this motion is passed, would you post it that way?
Well, we got to have the exact wording of the motion, so we all agree on that.
Let's include it in
hours fighting over asking, what we didn't spend.
I'm just asking how you would implement the motion. You're going to put a time as a placeholder for the executive session.
Oh, am I
session.
Putting this
we're going to
okay.
Opt. You post the notices on KPFTX, right?
Yeah. Basically, let me get up to KPFTX and look at exactly how it's been done in the past. Years and years and years and years. Let's see. I'm just going up there at this moment, and let's go back a few months here.
Just look at any PNB meeting.
Oh, any PNB meeting? Okay.
They're almost
well, okay. I happen to get to a finance meeting, and it's set for 10:30 p.m. The meeting, basically the open session is set for 8:30 p.m. and then at 10:30 p.m. is the executive session. That's the way it's been getting done for a while.
Mm-hmm. It does name a time.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. You have to put a time in on that software. But yeah, basically what's been getting done for quite a while is 8:30 is, of course, the meeting, which is already done, and then 10:30 is set for the
what we're planning here, maybe it's...
Whoa, Barbara, has to be recognized. Or don't. But don't start aside.
1 hour rather than two.
Okay. Paul, do you object to that? Do we need to make an official amendment?
I would. How about we compromise and make it 90 minutes? And we would start meeting at 8:30, sort of, and then we'd have 10 o'clock for the executive session. I mean, we may not use up the entire time, and we can always... Basically, we adjourn to this session, so we are legally allowed to adjourn an open session meeting at any time we please. So we can shut down the open session any time, and the precise time of the start of the executive session isn't all that important because people can't listen to it anyway.
Well, so, see, I disagree with you on that.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you why.
But an hour and a half sounds like something we'll easily use up, considering what we're discussing here at this meeting, which is, good grief, are we getting any money from CPB? Are we getting any financial information? And when we get the financial information, we're probably going to be going good grief about the content of the financial information. So I think at least an hour and a half, we'll probably at least use that.
Okay, let's take a vote on 60 minutes of public session versus 90 minutes of public session at our next meeting.
I have
a suggestion, a request.
What's your request, Monica?
I would like to hear every station give a substantive report of where they are, where they have been, what they have done, what they are going to do. We haven't had reports of any sort for a long time, and I really would like to know through that, and Raul can give his own report, but also I would like to hear every station to give their own report. And I think we need a good amount of time to hear the reports, ask questions, and understand what's going on. Because I'm at fault with what's going on in Pacifica, and I hear all sorts of things every day, and I don't know where we are. And the report that Raul gave me tonight, gave me nothing. Nothing. Only lack of information, lack of process, lack of clarity. And I
Monica,
really...
you asked for the floor to make a request, and now you're making an argument.
No. My request is that every station gives substantive reports of what is their status and give a history to where they are reporting and give a report of where they are and where they're going. That's my...
You're asking for this on our next agenda, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Who are you asking to make that report on behalf of each station?
And people responsible for each station. Last year we were getting reports from every station, every meeting.
I'm trying to clarify what your proposal is. So are you asking for business managers, treasurers, general managers, who?
Treasurers.
Whoever has all the information that you need to have in order to understand the status of that station. Whoever that is. If there's three of them, if we need people, we need three people. If one person can fill us all the information, that one person is enough.
Go ahead, Michael.
So at the last meeting, which Brian was not at, we did have reports from WBAI, WPSW, KPFT, and KPFK. My report would be the same now as it was then. The other stations all gave a certain amount of factual reports within the minutes for the last meeting.
So those were treasurer's reports?
Yeah.
So, Manage, I'm just trying to clarify what you're asking. You're asking for another round of treasurer's reports in the public session of our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. If that's what we want to do, then I think we'll definitely need to go with 90 minutes to get that plus a CFO report in. So, Arpal, can you work 90 minutes into your motion, read it back to us? And
we haven't all agreed today, have we?
Well, why don't I make an amendment? And here it is.
Lydia, if you want to object to something that's being rolled into the motion.
I am objecting. I think that we heard clearly that we're not going to have the financials we need from all of the stations till the end of July. So I don't want to hear the same thing again. We heard a comprehensive report from most of them up to that point at the last meeting, and we need to have a substance of discussion in executive session on those very large issues. So I do object. I mean, if we consider Manijay's motion, I think amendment should be dealt with separately. I will vote no on the amendment, but approve the rest of it. Thank you.
All right. Okay. My amendment is...
Manijay, can I ask a question from what just Lydia said?
What's your question, Manisha?
If I understood Lydia correctly, she said it would be the all the information would be in by the end of July, and our meeting is going to be in August. So by then, wouldn't
no,
we have...
No, our meeting is July 22nd.
Oh, July 22nd. Sorry.
2 weeks from today.
So can we ask that whoever has... The information they have it, they should report on it. But some people may not need that long to give the report. Thanks.
Let's just deal with this as a proposal. If no one objects, we'll put it to a vote.
Okay.
Manisha is asking for station-by-station reports on the July 22nd public agenda. Arpal, do you want to call the roll on that specific amendment?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
What is the amendment?
Doing the mute cha-cha. All right. I would like to... say the amendment I'm proposing that I'm having to plug in.
We're going to deal with Manigé's amendment right now.
What amendment? Okay.
Her amendment is to require station-by-station reports on our next agenda on July 22nd.
And so some are, okay, objecting to that. All right, let me write that down here. So there's an amendment...
Point of information?
You know, if we all keep jumping in as I'm typing, we'll have a mess of minutes here. For Manager's thing, it's to have treasurer's reports at the next meeting, right?
Exactly.
Yes, for any station who has it ready.
Sure.
What a preliminary report. Brian?
Okay. All right, so the...
Do you have it, Arpal?
I'll read it to everybody, and you'll make sure I
have it. I have a question. Brian, can you hear me?
Your question, Lydia?
Am I reading? Who has the floor, Chair?
Well, hold on one second. Point of information.
So my question is that my objection was that in order to facilitate the reports, you were going
to
have the open session for an hour and a half.
Question.
That's my question to you. Is the hour and a half part of this amendment?
No. That'll be dealt with separately.
Okay, then I don't object.
Okay, so having treasurers... Okay, so there is now not... All right, I have an amendment that says have treasurer's reports at the next meeting. Has the chair just disposed of that, and there are no objections to that amendment?
I'm going to object to it. I think it'll force us to have a longer meeting than we can afford to if we want to have an executive session.
Okay,
as well.
So the current amendment is to have treasurer's reports at the next meeting. Okay, Jim Boyd.
No.
Lydia Prezon.
Pass.
Adriana Kasanov. Brian Edwards Tiekert?
No.
Marcus Jeter? R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Velvick?
No.
Manager Saba?
Yes.
Raul Salvador?
No.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Going back, Lydia Prezon?
No.
Okay, the tally is 2-4-7 against.
Okay, Arpal, can you read the underlying motion before you go through any amendments to it?
Yeah, give me one second here. You want the motion and then my amendment to it.
Just read us the main motion without the amendment,
yeah,
and then let us know what the amendment is.
Motion is, the next meeting start with an open session followed by an executive session to discuss proprietary information, personnel issues, and legal matters requiring privileged advice of counsel.
Yeah.
The amendment I have is to make the open session 90 minutes. So that would make it read... the next meeting start with an open session for 90 minutes followed by executive session.
Okay. Any objections to 90 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you call a vote on 90 minutes, Arpal?
Okay. All right. On 90 minutes, Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Prezan.
No.
Adriana Kasanov. Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
No.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Manager Saba.
Yes.
Raul Salvador.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Okay, it's 3-4, 6 against.
I'll move the same motion with 60 minutes. Any objections to 60 minutes for the public session?
Well,
hearing no objections, that's now incorporated into the main motion.
Jeez, hold on a second.
Are you objecting?
Yeah, first of all,
or are we just outpacing you?
Give me a second to write this down. I thought I heard somebody's voice piping up, but okay, so hold on. Okay, so the motion, the amendment is to make the open session 60 minutes.
Correct.
Okay.
Any objection to 60 minutes? Hearing no objection, that motion is now amended. Any objection to the main motion as amended, which is 1 hour of public session at our meeting of July 22nd, followed by a closed session to discuss personnel, proprietary, and legal issues. Hearing no objections, that has passed. Any further business under the topic of work plan for the committee? Hearing none, the last item on our agenda is how depreciation is going to be dealt with in budgets. Michael Novick, go ahead.
Yeah, I was asked, we postponed the consideration of the minutes. I did have a chance to check the minutes. My objection to the motion that's recorded in the minutes and that our call sent out is that as it reads in the minutes, it says the CFO and the AD should make every effort to get the financials of all five stations. The motion, as I made it, was to provide the financials for all five stations.
Okay, let's
like that correction made to the minutes of the motion.
Sure, let's just straighten that out. Is there any objection to our taking up the minutes at this time?
No.
Hearing no objection. Michael's just proposed an amendment. Is there any objection to his amendment?
Yeah, hold on a minute. Let me, for future stuff here, so we just had a motion to remove from the table and it was passed. So hold on, give me a second.
You actually don't need to record that motion in the minutes.
Yeah, of course. Laying on the table and taking off the table? I mean, otherwise, how do we explain the fact that the approval of the minutes is suddenly occurring in the middle of depreciation of the budget? When people look at this 100 years from now, they'll want to know this big information. Hold on a second. Well, it takes 30 seconds here.
Okay. My hat's off to you for your meticulous...
Yes. When it was tabled earlier, it was said that I could take it off the table. And I'm asking to do that.
We're just giving our poll speakers a chance to catch up with our mouth.
Sure.
Okay. So, we need to have somebody move to accept the minutes.
So I move that we accept Michael's correction to the minutes and then accept the minutes.
Well, that's backwards.
I'll make it official. Our call. Can record
there was a motion to accept the minutes earlier. Yeah, that motion was made at the beginning and then we postponed it.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve the 6-10 minutes now. Let's get into where this is.
This is fairly far in. It was the last item of business.
Yeah, I have it. I'm just looking for, because I sent you an email in reply, and to... So this is Michael.
It's a one-word correction.
Okay, yeah, well.
Besides the maker of the motion. The maker of the motion was that we request the CFO and IED to provide full and accurate financials for all five stations, not to get.
So it's a paragraph up from the bottom.
Yeah. I have to say that you and I had a short email about this. The committee did say get, but all right. I mean, you're making a motion now, so the motion is to change get to provide in the motion passed.
Does everybody understand the amendment? Does anyone object to the amendment?
I'll read it in a second so everybody can know what great issues we're doing. Okay, so the amendment would be to change get to provide in the motion passed. Currently what's in the amendment, what's in the minutes reads, the NFC requests that the interim executive director and CFO make every effort to get all five stations' current financials through June by July 10, 2004. And this would change it to the NFC requests that the interim executive director and CFO make every effort to provide all five stations' current financials through June by July 10, 2014. All right.
The amendment's just been read. Are there any objections to it? Hearing none, the amendment is incorporated into the minutes. Are there any further amendments to the minutes? Hearing no further amendments, the minutes are approved. Paul, are you caught up enough for me to move on to the next item?
Yeah, depreciation and budget again, yeah.
Yeah. And if we move too fast, totally okay to tell us to slow down. So my concern is that the last budget that was run by our local board, and I don't know if this is uniform across the network, but we were told it was on orders from Pacifica, had us budgeting both depreciation as an expense and budgeting capital expenses separately, which is budgeting the same thing twice. But we should be doing budgeting consistently across the network. I had a brief conversation with Raul about this, and if I understood our conversation correctly, Raul, what you said is that depreciation should continue to be budgeted as an expense, but in the cash section of the budget, the same amount of money should go back in.
That's correct.
As an adjustment.
Yes.
So it should be zeroed out in the cash and capital section. Does everyone else's understanding of what we have been doing up to date, is it consistent with what I just said?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I'm going to read, if I can, on this laptop, what our former CPA said. Okay, in public session in 2012, and that was Ross Wisdom, regarding one of the directors asked for clarification regarding depreciation. He responded, there are two approaches. It's a very common issue with all of our nonprofit clients. What do we do with depreciation in the budget? It's a little confusing. I understand that. This is a transcript. There are basically two approaches for dealing with it. One approach, let's say the primary approach, the most advisable approach, especially where you have capital needs and you need to have, and you need to have a capital plan is you should have a capital budget. So let's say you have a capital budget and then you would have an operating budget separately. And then in your operating budget you would not have depreciation, but then in your capital budget you would have an opening capital balance. Do you have any capital reserves already for equipment or capital acquisitions? If so, you have a capital opening balance. And then you have during the year perhaps a reserve, perhaps you're requiring X amount of dollars which might approximate depreciation. Depreciation is supposed to approximate replacement costs, but you would independently determine what you need to reserve that year for future asset acquisition. And then you have another line for your actual acquisitions during the year. Then you would have a balance at the end of the year. What that allows you to do is also throw in some other line items like capital financing. So let's say you need to finance the acquisition of an asset, or you need to otherwise have some sort of financing or capital campaign or fundraising. You might have your fundraising that's restricted for capital campaign in just to that budget. It wouldn't be in your operating budget. So you can segregate everything that relates to equipment, major equipment purposes, a move, what have you, in this separate budget. It would be a cash in or cash out, which I think is what you guys just said, and a balanced kind of budget. And then you would not need anything like depreciation in your operating budget. So, basically, that's the crux of it. It goes on for a while. I can forward it to someone to send out. But this has been an ongoing debate. Most of the people I've spoken to favor that too. But I think the main thing is that zeroing out the importance of that and being very clear about what depreciation is and what it relates to. Thank you.
Lydia, can you send that document to the committee for the benefit of folks?
Well, I'll send it to you to send to the committee because I can't do the Yahoo thing for some reason.
Sure, I'll do that.
This is Barbara with a comment.
Okay. Barbara, make your comment, then I've written my thing into an actual motion when you're done. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, okay, then maybe that's really what we need next is a motion. I'm very much in favor of not showing depreciation as an expense in our operating budget. I think it's been way too confusing. And although the other thing that Lydia just described may sound complicated to people that aren't CPAs, I think it can be understood and much more useful.
All right. I'm going to send my motion out in writing, and I'll read it to everyone. My motion is Pacifica budgets should show depreciation as both an operating expense and an adjustment in the cash and capital section that zeroes out the operating expense. Capital expenses should be budgeted separately. And I think the rationale, I'll motivate it, the rationale for showing depreciation as an operating expense is that our audited financial statements show depreciation as an operating expense. So it's easier to have side-by-side comparisons if the lines are the same. The problem is it's not very useful from a planning point of view because it's a line item that you never actually cut a check for. Right, KPFA shows about $100,000 in depreciation every year because we own a large building and a lot of equipment, but we don't cut a check to anyone named depreciation. We cut checks for new consoles, transmitter parts, furniture, work on our physical plant, but we prefer to budget for those with specificity so that we know if we need to purchase a $10,000 piece of equipment in the upcoming fiscal year, we budget for that $10,000 piece of equipment. So this would have us show the depreciation in the same line where the audit will eventually show it, but zero it out in the cash and capital section and then itemize capital expenses. Any discussion on the motion?
I have a question. So that's different than what I was just describing, right?
I don't know what you were just saying.
Well, I had the idea that the correction we want to make in how we're budgeting this is to not put depreciation in as an expense. But it sounds like you're saying put it in as an expense and then some other entry that would zero it out.
Yes. So I'm saying, for instance, if the depreciation schedule for KPFA is $100,000 in depreciation, we'd show $100,000 of depreciation expense, and then in the cash and capital section. So that would be a negative, right? That would be an expense. And the cash and capital section would show a positive $100,000 depreciation adjustment.
Okay. And is it true that
the two would sum to zero on the bottom line?
We've not been doing it this way that you just described.
No.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me.
And this is Lydia to the Stack.
Our Paul for Stack.
Lydia and then our Paul. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, so I favor it because it does zero up. The issue with the way it was being included in the budget was it was in lieu of, and the argument for doing it was as if that amount then is a reserve that we need to raise money for. Mm-hmm. In other words, instead of saying we need to have a 3-month reserve, cash reserve, or whatever, they instead included depreciation so that we would always have a budget that was in deficit and we would raise as stations more money, which made absolutely no sense. This was apples and oranges. So as long as it zeroes up, I don't have any problems with it, and I will be voting yes for the motion. Thank you.
Our Paul, go ahead.
Motion.
Okay. Well, in the past, I have wanted to deal with the depreciation somewhat differently. However, I have seen us dealing with the auditors, and they insist on sticking it in. So, I'm thinking that I'm wondering if by doing this, basically, this is a motion from the NFC. I guess that we'll act on this, and then the budgets will reflect this when they go to the PNB, and the PNB will get to deal with it, as opposed to this being a motion that would come from the NFC and be sent to the PNB to be maybe approved and sent back to the and become policy, and then would govern how the NFC deals with this. My concern is that we could end up passing this motion in 10 or 15 minutes here of discussion, and end up causing maybe the audit to get delayed by who knows how long, given how long it's all getting delayed now. I wonder if maybe we need to look at this for longer than the 10 or 15 minutes we're going to have right now and do more research on it, because I have seen things in the past where people have made their decisions and it seems to sound okay to a degree, and they spend their 10 or 15 minutes on it, and then they spend many hours trying to deal with the consequences of it. So I'm thinking that I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a motion to table so that we can look at this some more and see if this is what we want to do. We are not, as far as I can tell, put it in a certain way, I don't think we're going to be doing the budgets at the next meeting. So I think we probably have time to look at this. And so, therefore, having my fingers catch up to my mouth, I am going to move to table this motion.
My friend, a motion to table is not debatable, so you cannot debate and then make it. Perhaps you want to make a motion to postpone?
Actually, I didn't debate it at all. I talked and I said, I think I'll make a motion to table. I'm not debating a motion to table.
So here's my understanding. A motion to table is only in effect for the remainder of the session. If we're not holding a continuation meeting next meeting, that means it falls to the floor when we adjourn tonight.
No. Motion to table lays formally to lay on the table, which everybody giggles at when we make the motion. The motion to table actually is in effect for the next session of the assembly. And at any
does the committee consider the entire year a session?
No. That would be the next meeting on the 22nd. On the 22nd, it would be in order to make a motion to take from the table this motion, and we could consider it then. Past that, it does fall apart. But, yeah, it's for this session and the next session, which is July 22nd. Unless we... No, actually, it has to... Yeah, the next session absolutely has to be July 22nd because we've already scheduled it. So, yes, this would be... basically, this would say you can table it now and then you could bring it off the table this meeting or next meeting.